USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is marking Veterans Day with a brief trek to the Arlington National Cemetery, the president placing a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Currently, the unemployment rate for veterans is 5.1%. As far as getting those folks back to work, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox News.
And I think if more of our veterans recognize those intangible skills and values they bring to any workforce, and our employers recognize that as well, you'll see the veterans' unemployment rate fall about zero, because there is no harder worker, there's no one more dedicated to a team and to mission success than America's veterans.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says he will pay up to $1 million to incentivize, encourage, and reward people who come forward to report voter fraud. Whistleblowers and tipsters should turn over their evidence to local law enforcement. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, for me, that's something, because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
There's a good chance if you didn't already receive a stimulus check via the CARES Act relief package, you may still be eligible for one. In fact, the IRS says there's about 9 million Americans who have yet to claim their $1,200 check, and they've recently extended the deadline to claim missing checks until the 21st of November. To claim your check if you haven't received one, head to irs.gov. Chicago is once again revamping its emergency travel order in an effort to help travelers entering or returning to the city amid a surge in COVID-19 cases. City Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwadi says under the new system, states will be placed into three categories, red, orange, and yellow.
It is still a requirement for states that are red. Again, states that are having outbreaks worse than Chicago's. It is still required upon arrival in Chicago that you must quarantine for 14 days.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Several people in Saudi Arabia were injured in a bomb explosion.
French government officials are reporting many people were wounded on Wednesday when an explosive device hit an international ceremony commemorating the end of World War I at a cemetery in the Saudi Arabian city of Jeddah. Several countries had representatives at the ceremony. The identities of the victims were unclear. Wednesday marks the 102nd anniversary of the armistice ending World War I. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is calling on people to stay home because of the number of COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in the state. Wisconsin health officials reporting on Tuesday over 7,000 new COVID-19 cases, along with 66 deaths. The National Basketball Association is announcing when they're going to be starting the season.
NBA owners have approved a proposal to start the 2020-2021 season on December 22nd. The deal with the NBA Players Union will include a stagnant salary cap and a schedule of 72 games, down from the usual 82. The agreement does not include details on where games will be played, whether at each team's home arena or if in another bubble system like the one used for this past season's playoffs. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.